Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues faced in Massachusetts and schools in your area. This is a research study, not a sales call. Your household was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Is that okay for you?
You talking about the school system?
About the Massachusetts and the schools in your area.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Just a second. Well, let me start with the first question. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade right now?
One.
Thank you. What is your age?
59.
Thank you. How do you describe your gender?
Female. All okay. The way.
Okay.
I'm all woman.
Thank you. And next question. How would you describe your race?
My what, please?
Oh, your race.
White.
Thank you. And what grade is your child currently in?
The 12th grade.
I'm 12. Oh. Next question. Which of the following best describe the school where your child is enrolled this year? A public school, a public charter school, a paranoid school, or a Catholic school, a non-Catholic, private, or independent school.
It is a public high school.
Public high school. Thank you. When it comes to your 12th grade child progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all?
Not concerned at all.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, is your 12th grade child reading at level expected for students in their age group?
He's way above. You're going to have to go a little faster. I'm very busy here.
Okay. We are right now on 30% of the survey. Has your 3rd grade child prediction ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading develop at home?
No, the kid reads...
Very well.
A book, like, every 2 days. She's way ahead of the game. She's advanced placement.
Thank you. And what information do you use to understand your 12th grade child's progress in reading and writing? In this case,
She's way ahead of her grade. She is in advanced placement courses, and she's like 95 percentile in her grade.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my 12th grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
I have received what?
Yeah, if you have received feedback about your 12th grade child's reading progress this year from their school.
No. I have received their recommendations for colleges to pay for her tuition.
Thank you. Does your 12th grade child school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading, like a specific diagnosis to help you understand what child's reading challenges are, access to an upside specialist, one or one instruction from specialist, resources to use at home to help practice reading, small group instructions.
I don't know, because he doesn't need that stuff. I never had to ask.
Okay. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your 12th grade child's reading progress?
No.
Thank you. And right now we are almost on the half of this survey, 45%. Speaking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Like sounding out, free cueing or cueing, reading recovery, sideways.
No, I'm not familiar with any of that, because he is a very high velocity reader. I don't get notices like that.
Okay.
No.
Thanks.
No, yeah. Trying to be brief.
From what do you know, what do you think research has shown the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read?
Read to them. You read to them from the age of 2. And then when they want to read themselves, you let them as much as they want, whenever they want.
Thank you.
But that wasn't one of the choices.
Okay, and next question. It is, research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. Next question. How much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level or reading test?
How much have I heard? I would have to say very little.
Just a little, okay. You mentioned you have heard or read about students falling behind or reading. What have you heard about it?
It's all about charter schools being available for kids who learn in different ways. They don't teach the kids how to spell anymore. They don't make them do grammar. A computer does it all for you. I think that's bullshit. They should teach them on paper how to read and write from day one. Yeah, he's gonna understand that one.
Thank you. As you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, will you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
I would say somewhat concerned, just because these people are the people in the community in 5 years that will be taking care of you. They don't know anything. All they know is push the buttons on the computer. They don't know how to add. They don't know how to write. They don't know how to have any reading comprehension. They're not made to do their math homework. It's all on the computer.
Thank you. And next question. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
Well, they sure as hell don't give them any books. Our kids do not have books. They don't bring home books. They give them a piece of paper to teach them what they learned in class today when they send them home with homework. It can be done on the Chromebook, not even on paper.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels?
Well, that depends. Your small child should be taught at home, and then as they get older, they should be taught in school.
Okay. Thank you for that. Next question, and we are on 70% of the survey right now. Does your 12th grade child have dyslexia?
No.
Does your 12th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No.
Does your 12th grade child receive service for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No. My child is in advanced placement classes. That means he's above and beyond the average student in almost every subject.
Thank you. And next question, we are on 80%. To the best of your knowledge, does your 12th grade child identify as LGBTQIA plus or not?
No.
And just a little note, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English only.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they call it 16. I have a bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Next question. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just to stop me when I get to the right category. Below $20,000, 25 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 70,000, 75 to less than 100,000, 100. Thank you. Finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
My zip code, 02703.
Thank you. And sometimes reporters like to contact several responders to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to report for this purpose. Your response to this survey will never be used in any report without permission. Will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter?
Not if it's anytime soon, no.
Thank you. And would you like to participate in future research, focus groups, or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand the question.
No problem. Would you like to participate in future research about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in focus groups will receive a $100 gift card.
Again, not right now, no.
No problem. Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.